Russia, history of military might. Russia's military might has a rich and complex history characterized by periods of expansion, innovation, conflict, and transformation. From its origins as a medieval principality to its emergence as a global superpower and beyond, Russia's military evolution has been shaped by a myriad of geopolitical, cultural, and technological factors. Throughout its history, Russia has primarily been a land power with its military strategies and priorities focused on territorial defense and continental warfare. The vast expanse of Russian territory and its historical vulnerabilities to invasion from both the West and the East have shaped the country's military mindset, emphasizing the importance of ground forces. Russia's geography, with its extensive land borders and limited access to warm water ports, has historically favored the development of land-based, rather sea-based military capabilities. While Russia does have access to the Arctic Ocean, the Baltic Sea, the Black Sea, and the Pacific Ocean, its maritime access is constrained by ice, geography, and geopolitical considerations. Starting with the medieval Rus from 9th to 15th centuries, during the early medieval period, the territory of modern-day Russia was fragmented into numerous principalities, each ruled by a prince or nobleman. Warfare was frequent among these principalities as they vied for power, territory, and resources. The military forces of medieval Rus primarily consisted of levies of freemen and warriors called boyars, who were obligated to provide military service to the prince in times of conflict. These levies were often supplemented by mercenaries and allies from neighboring regions. Fortifications played a crucial role in medieval Rus warfare, with fortified cities and strongholds serving as centers of defense and power. The construction of fortresses such as the Kremlin in Moscow helped consolidate and protect territory. The adoption of Christianity by Grand Prince Vladimir I in 988 had significant implications for Rus' military development. It brought cultural and military ties with Byzantium, leading to the adaptation of Byzantine military tactics, organizations, and fortification techniques. Mongol rule and Muscovite rule, 13th to 16th centuries. The Mongol invasion of Russia in 13th century, led by Batu Khan and the Golden Horde, subjected much of Rus territory to Mongol rule for over two centuries. Russian princes were forced to pay tribute and provide military services to the Mongols in exchange for autonomy. The Mongol period profoundly influenced Russian military organizations and tactics. It introduced the concept of Tatar Yug, a period of subjugation and tribute to Mongol overlords. However, it also facilitated cultural and commercial exchanges between Russia and the East. The rise of Grand Duchy of Moscow, or Muscovy, as a dominant power in Russia during the late medieval period marked a shift in balance of power. Moscow gradually emerged as a political, cultural, and military center of Russia, consolidating its authority over neighboring principalities. The expansion of Muscovy under Ivan III or Ivan the Great and Ivan IV or Ivan the Terrible so annexation of new territories, including Novgorod and the Khanates of Kazan and Astrakhan. This conquest expanded Russia's border and increased its military and economic power. Imperial Russia, 13th to 19th century. The reign of Peter the Great from 1682 to 1725 marked a period of profound military reform and modernization in Russia. Peter's westernization policies sought to modernize the Russian military along the European lines, introducing Western-style training, tactics, and technology. The establishment of the Russian Navy and the construction of a Baltic fleet marked significant milestones in Russia's military development. Peter's reforms laid the foundation for Russia's emergence as a major European naval power. Russia's expansion into Siberia and the Caucasus during the 17th and 18th century further bolstered its military strength and territorial holdings. The conquest of Caucasus brought Russia into conflict with the Ottoman Empire and other regional powers. The Napoleonic War of the 19th century saw Russia play a crucial role in the defeat of Napoleon's Grand Army. The French invasion of Russia in 1812 culminated in the decisive Battle of Borodino and the subsequent French retreat, leading to Napoleon's defeat. Soviet era, 20th century. The Russian Empire was transformed into the Soviet Union following the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. Under the leadership of Vladimir Lenin and later Joseph Stalin, the Red Army underwent massive expansion and modernization. The Russian Civil War from 1917 to 1922 saw the Red Army emerge victorious against the White Army and other anti-Bolshevik factions. The Red Army's victory solidified Bolshevik control over Russia and laid the under laid the groundwork for the establishment of the Soviet state. The interwar period saw the Red Army grapple with internal purges, doctrinal debates, and technological challenges. The rise of Stalinism and five-year plans led to rapid industrialization and militarization, laying the foundation for Soviet military power. World War II, known as the Great Patriotic War in Russia, saw the Soviet Union bear the brunt of Nazi Germany's aggression on the Eastern Front. The Red Army's victory at Stalingrad and Kursk turned the tide of the war and contributed to the defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945. Napoleon's failed invasion of Russia in 1812 and Hitler's failed invasion of the Soviet Union during the World War II are two of the most infamous military campaigns in history, both characterized by strategic overreach, logistical challenges, and ultimately catastrophic defeats. Napoleon Bonaparte, Emperor of France, launched his invasion of Russia in 1812, leading the Grand Army, one of the most formidable military forces in Europe at that time. The invasion was motivated by Napoleon's desire to compel Tsar Alexander I of Russia to maintain the continental system and economic blockade against Britain and to punish Russia for withdrawing from the system. Napoleon expected a swift victory, believing the Russian army would not offer significant resistance and that a decisive battle would compel Alexander to sue for peace. The Grand Army invaded Russia with over 600,000 troops, advancing rapidly into Russian territory. The Russian army, under the commander General Mikhail Kutuzov, practiced a strategy of strategic retreat, avoiding major engagements and drawing the French deeper into Russian territory. The Russian army adopted a scorched earth policy, burning co-ops, villages and infrastructure to deny resources to the advancing French army and prolong their supply lines. The climatic battle of Borodino, fought on 7 September 1812, resulted in a costly but inconclusive victory over the French. The Russian army retreated further, allowing Napoleon to occupy Moscow on September 14. The occupation of Moscow did not lead to a Russian surrender or peace negotiations. Instead, the city was largely abandoned and set ablaze by Russian forces, denying Napoleon the resources and shelter he expected. Facing dwindling supplies, harsh weather conditions, and increasing determined Russian resistance, Napoleon was forced to begin a disastrous retreat from Moscow in October 1812. The retreat turned into a desperate struggle for survival as the Grand Army faced attacks from Russian forces, disease, starvation, and harsh winter conditions. By the time Napoleon's forces crossed the border back into Poland, only a fraction of the original army remained. Napoleon's invasion of Russia proved to be a colossal failure, resulting in near total destruction of the Grand Army. Hundreds and thousands of soldiers perished, and Napoleon's reputation as an invincible military genius was shattered. The fall of Paris in 1814 marked a significant victory for the Allied forces and the culmination of the coalition's effort to defeat Napoleon. Russian troops, along with their Prussian and Austrian allies, played a leading role in the capture of French capital. Alexander I personally entered Paris with victorious Allied armies, receiving a hero's welcome from the city's inhabitants. His presence symbolized the triumph of the coalition over Napoleon's forces and the end of French domination in Europe. The failed invasion of Russia marked a turning point into Napoleonic wars, weakening France's military power and emboldening its adversaries. It also contributed to the eventual downfall of Napoleon's empire and his exile to the island of Elba in 1814. Adolf Hitler, the leader of Nazi Germany, launched Operation Barbarossa on 22nd June 1941, initiating the largest military campaign in history up to that point. The invasion of Soviet Union was driven by Hitler's ideological and strategic objectives, including the pursuit of leaving space for German people, the destruction of communism, and the subjugation of Slavic people. Hitler underestimated the Soviet Union's military capabilities and strategic reserves, believing that a rapid, lightning war would quickly defeat the Red Army and force the Soviet leadership to capitulate. The German invasion force, comprising millions of troops organized into three army groups, advanced swiftly into Soviet territory, capturing vast swathes of territory and encircling hundreds and thousands of Soviet troops in the opening week of the campaign. Soviet defenses initially crumbled under the weight of German onslaught, with the Red Army suffering heavy losses in personnel and equipment. The Germans advanced towards key objectives such as Leningrad, Moscow, and Kiev. Despite initial success, the German advance slowed as the campaign progressed. The Soviet Union, under the leadership of Joseph Stalin, implemented a policy of scorched earth and total war, denying the Germans vital resources and infrastructure. The Battle of Moscow, fought between 1941 and 1942, marked a turning point in the campaign as Soviet forces launched a successful counteroffensive, blunting the German advance and halting their drive towards the Soviet capital. The harsh Soviet winter of 1941-42 further hampered German operations, worsening logistical challenges and causing widespread casualties among German troops who were ill-equipped for winter warfare. The failure to capture Moscow and secure a decisive victory led to a protracted and bloody conflict on the Eastern Front. The Soviet Union mobilized its vast reserves of manpower and industrial resources, launching successive counteroffensives that pushed the Germans back. The Battle of Stalingrad marked another pivotal moment in the war, as Soviet forces encircled and defeated the German 6th Army in one of the deadliest battles in history. The Soviet Union's victory at Stalingrad, Kursk, and other battles shattered the myth of German invincibility and forced the Wehrmacht into a protracted retreat. Soviet forces advanced steadily westward, eventually reaching Berlin in 1945, April. The Battle of Berlin was intense and brutal, with heavy casualties on both sides. The Soviet troops faced stiff resistance from determined German defenders who fought fanatically to defend their positions. The battle saw the extensive use of artillery, bombardments, tank assaults, and close quarters combat as Soviet troops fought their way through the streets of Berlin. The street was subjected to intense shelling and aerial bombardment, resulting in widespread destruction and loss of life. By April 30, 1945, Soviet forces had penetrated deep into Berlin, capturing key landmarks such as the Reichstag building and the Chancellery. Adolf Hitler, realizing the futility of the further resistance, committed suicide in his bunker beneath the Reich Chancellery. On 2 May 1945, the German defenders in Berlin finally surrendered to the Soviet forces. The battle marked the end of Nazi Germany's regime control over the German capital and signaled the impending collapse of Nazi Germany. The flag of Soviet Union flew over the Reichstag building. Hitler's invasion of Soviet Union proved to be a colossal blunder, resulting in the near total destruction of German military and the eventual defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. The Battle of Berlin resulted in immense casualties and destruction, with estimates of civilian deaths ranging from 10,000. The city lay in ruins, with many of its landmarks and buildings reduced to the rubble. Following the surrender of German forces in Berlin, the Soviet Union declared Victory Day on May 9, 1945, marking the official end of the war in Europe. The Soviet Union emerged from the war as a global superpower, while Germany faced occupation, partition, and denazification. Cold War. The end of World War II marked the beginning of Cold War between the Soviet Union and the Western Allies, particularly in the United States. The Soviet military, including the Red Army, Navy, and Air Force, became a cornerstone of Soviet power projection and global influence. The Soviet Union's military doctrine focused on the concept of total war and the defense of socialism against capitalist aggression. It maintained a formidable military posture in Eastern Europe, with the Warsaw Pact serving as a counterbalance to NATO. The Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 brought the world to the brink of nuclear war as the United States and the Soviet Union engaged in a tense standoff over the deployment of Soviet ballistic missiles in Cuba. The arms race between the superpowers led to the development of intercontinental ballistic missiles, also known as ICBMs, strategic bombers, and other advanced weapon systems. The doctrine of mutually assured destruction, MAD, served as a deterrent against nuclear conflict. Post-Soviet Russia, the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 resulted in the downsizing and restructuring of the Russian military. Economic challenges and the political instability during the 1900s led to a period of decline in Russia's military capabilities. Under President Vladimir Putin, Russia has sought to revitalize its military and asserts its influence on the world stage. Military modernization programs have focused on upgrading equipment, enhancing training, and improving readiness. Russia's military interventions in Chechnya, which involved the First and Second Chechen War, Russian invasion of Georgia, annexation of Crimea in 2014, and the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, and intervention in Syrian civil war, have demonstrated its willingness to use force to protect its interests and support allies, escalating tensions between Russia and the NATO, with confrontations in Eastern Europe and the Baltic region.